Sister Ying B said, when one is conscious, it doesn't mean he is aware. He may be conscious in the sense that he can hear, he can see, he can feel the tactile sensation and whatever, but it doesn't mean that he is mindful or aware. He could be in a dreamy state.
This one, when she answered, I rejoiced. I said, this is very good. Very good, yes. He could be heedlessly thinking and rattling of the thought process, etc. Thank you and sadhu. Do you know what this explanation is? Exactly like I told Michael just now. Because the normal people, when they are conscious, the content of consciousness went in. They perceive, they react, they stir, understand? That's why there is no awareness. Because that's thinking non-stop. That's why I put here, very good. He could be heedlessly thinking or rattling of the thought process. Now you understand? That's why there is no awareness. Understand or not? But the one that has awareness, that direct seeing, like the Buddha said, in the seeing is only the pure consciousness. No word, nothing go in yet. How many people can do that? Huh? You try. You realize that everything you perceive are the memory already there. One, understand? Or? Just like last night, the example, you remember? I asked you, what is this? Microphone, isn't it? But do you really see? Or direct seeing, aware? Most of you take the perceived knowledge of the image of a microphone. You think you know, yeah, microphone lah. Everybody accept it as microphone, ma. But did you, with the awareness, see this piece of thing without word? Hardly anybody, understand? No? Because you are so conditioned by your perception. And most of the time, like Yuan Chan's example, he got something on the head. Ask Raymond, what did you see, the husband? Raymond didn't see anything. She laughed, she come and describe it to me. That is what human beings' perception is. You take for granted, ma, Thai, understand? And most of the time, the head is busy with the thinking, the unfinished business, and all those things. So, based on all these examples, you should now, by now, have a very clear understanding of what awareness is. When you are aware without the words, without the thought, without the content, that is the real awareness. Then, when you do this awareness, based meditation, you can do it now. Throughout the day like that now. You ask Cindy and say, see means see lah. The mundane mind is so much thing to talk about or so kipo for what? Understand? See lah. Need to know lah. Don't need to know piam lah. Understand? Lah. But the conditioning, the habitual tendency, living being think a lot, so habitual. That's why you cannot revert back to heedless. A heedful living. Your heedlessness is, before you learn the Dhamma, is tremendous. You don't believe, you go and check. Pardon me for saying that. Because some people may not be happy. You say, I'm so heedless. That word may be very strong. Understand? Yeah. I university graduate, or I'm so smart, or I'm straight A student. You say, I'm heedless. Like the Buddha, you remember? When I was at Brickfield Temple, initially, the first time I went there, then I saw this Dhamma book. No? He said, living beings who are not enlightened are all full of ignorance. No? Wow, be tahan. You know what happened? A top student from my state, no, enter MU civil engineering, no, during the 70s. No? How can you say we are ignorant, deluded? Later on, when I connect to the teaching, then only I know, no, actually, really, really very deluded, no, and full of ignorance. No. Well, before you connect, all the brain thing, this is our education, understand? No? And a lot of people cannot take it on. So that is how you develop all the understanding. That's why when you have the awareness, you transform, you become very different. No? And the level of understanding that you have, normal people cannot understand. So all this is how the Dhamma can transform a person. You remember Joey? Not Joey, I think. Cindy. He said she herself doesn't know how come she become like that. Transform until so different. No? Oh, after that period where she learned the Dhamma. Right? It's in the recording, don't worry. Yeah. You can check whether I spoke the truth or not. Now you can ask Cindy. So all this is what the Dhamma is capable of. Pache Tang can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. And you awaken to it. Okay? Very good. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.